Why not spend that extra hour this weekend at the movies? But which one? Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with our weekly digest of what the critics think, Slate's summary judgment.
It's the first weekend after Halloween, so you know what that means. Yep, time to go through your kids' trick-or-treat stash, pick out the best stuff, and go to the movies. But don't bring the kids to this show. American Gangster is a crime drama that's already getting major award buzz. It's based on the real-life story of a powerful drug kingpin, Frank Lucas, and the cop who tried to bring him down. Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe star.
Bumpy was rich, but he wasn't white man rich. You see, he wasn't wealthy. He didn't own his own company. He thought he did, but he didn't. He just managed it. White man owned it, so they owned him. Nobody owns me, though.
Hey.
How you doing, baby?
American Gangster gets some love from the critics. Rolling Stone raves one hell of an exciting ride. The New York Post calls it one of the year's best movies. USA Today agrees, shouting, the best gangster crime drama of the year. Next up, John Cusack and young newcomer Bobby Coleman star in the dramedy The Martian Child. Cusack plays a widowed writer who adopts a troubled kid who claims he is from Mars.
I think what's important right now to remember is that you need to learn stuff.
About human beings.
Exactly right. Instead of, you know,
human Marsians.
Which you already know a lot about.
The nation's critics are split on this one. Even though Variety cheers knockout performances by Cusack and child actor Coleman, the Washington Post moans feels artificially sweetened rather than genuinely moving, and the Minneapolis Star Tribune complains so cloying it could have been processed from high fructose corn syrup. Oh, great. Forget the Halloween candy. Now I'll gain weight just watching the darn movie. And for those of you concerned that Jerry Seinfeld would never play an animated insect, well, your worries are over. Based on an original concept by Seinfeld himself, the animated comedy focuses on a young bee who is horrified to discover that humans have been stealing their honey for centuries. And this bee is going to do something about it. Chris Rock and Renee Zellweger are just a couple of the stars who lend their voices to Bee Movie.
Why is this here?
For people. We eat it.
Why? You don't have enough food of your own?
Well, yes.
How do you even get it?
Well, bees make it.
I know who makes it. And it's hard to make it. There's heating and cooling and stirring. You need a whole crowded thing.
Well, the Bee Movie basically gets a C. Some like it, and others say,
enough with the animated creatures already.
Agreeably skewed fun buzzes Entertainment Weekly, but LA Weekly says it feels unfocused and unfinished, and The Hollywood Reporter stings with the comment, unfortunately, bees just aren't that funny, nor is the odd story very inspired. Too bad the reviews aren't better. This is really going to hurt my chances to sell Wasp the movie.
Normally, we summer in the Hamptons, but someone sprayed our nest with some positively ghastly insecticide. So we're torn between Cape Cod, Vermont, or just staying in the city and bothering people at picnics.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer who summers and winters in Los Angeles.